Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, the other thing that Gore said is the goal is to advance in the playoffs next season. I like that. The owner getting out and putting some expectations on his team.
Saying some expectations, say it.
It wasn't I hope.
Uh-huh. It's
we're going to get the resources behind this team to keep growing and get better.
Yeah. Set a clear destination, which is you got to go further in the playoffs if you want to get to the ultimate goal. Yeah,
I didn't think it was a bold statement, but it's not something we've seen or heard from the other owners. One owner in particular. I'd like a little more expectation out of our hockey team, but that's personal.
Have we really heard much from Sheila?
No, but I think she'd echo what the coach and general manager said, which is we're going for the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl,
But anyway, good morning. 97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. And you've got Jeremy Otto on the updates this morning. John, how you doing?
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
It's good to see you guys this morning. The days are getting longer. We have almost sunshine as we start here at 6 in the morning. Mm-hmm. At one point here, before that solstice that we mentioned yesterday, June 20, we will probably have the sun peeking over the building.
Chilly out still.
It was a little bit chilly this morning. It was beautiful.
It's cold.
It's chilly. It's not cold.
Turn the heat seat or the heat cedar cedar the
seat,
heater heater.
I turned that on.
The heat cedar.
Yeah, the heat cedar.
It's this newfangled invention.
So cold.
Yes.
Heated steering wheel had it all going
today.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful morning. Windows open. Nice
you
and chilly.
Had the windows open?
No. This is the time where you capture all the free air conditioning you possibly can. You trap it inside and close the windows during the day, and it's beautiful.
No, it's one of those mornings where I didn't do the automatic start to get the car going, and I wish I did because it was chilly outside for late May day.
Electric cars had automatic start.
Why would they not?
You just turn the battery on?
It works like your car. You can just start it from your living room if you want.
I don't necessarily start my car for the heat. I start it to warm up the engine, which obviously creates heat
the car.
So what is it in an electric car? Is it just a heat pump?
John, I'm not a mechanic. I don't know this will surprise you. I just press the button and it gets warmer.
Oh, you didn't ask that question when you bought the car?
No, I just knew it would turn on.
How does it generate heat?
Yeah.
I think people think a little bit too hard about this electric car. Like, what if you run out of gas? Like, how do you know it's going to run out of electricity all of a sudden?
Or same thing as
how
fuel,
do you heat
gas.
It up? Or something? It's a car that just runs out of electricity. You have
everything
same
else
has
the same. Yeah.
Well,
it even has a seat
you,
heater.
Would
what did she say it was?
Seat heater. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if it was because it is electric. Is it instant heat?
It takes a second, but
okay.
Yeah, it's not. I mean,
Okay.
Just a question. 5 minutes, we're revved up and going.
Are you asking similar to a gas and electric stove?
Yeah, I think that's a good comp for it. Both get the job done. It's your preference.
No, I understand they both get the job done. It's not the question.
They both heat.
Yes, they both heat. Yes, the electric one heats up quicker.
Yeah, I guess in my experience, this heats up a little quicker.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Riveting. Problem solved. Hey, look. Check that box.
Look, anything to avoid talking about the Tigers last
night. That was a rough one. Absolutely just a dud.
What did you say? One of 162?
Yep, one of 162. Move on. And it's here's what I love about AJ. And I think he mentioned this. I'm going to, but not quote him exactly, but he didn't have a lot to say about some of the losses last year. And then when asked about why things are going so well right now, he's not going to have a lot to say about the wins. Like, it is a long season. He talks about it all the time when we ask about different things that he does and different, moments for guys. It's one of 160. How many times have we heard him say that?
Yep.
So, it is a long season, and you're going to have some duds. And that was an absolute dud.
Kind of made Montero eat it there for a while. Like, we're not emptying out the bullpen. We got big games coming this week, both this series with the Cardinals, but the Guardians at the end of the week. Like, hey, you're just going to eat this, Cater.
Yeah. Sorry, but that's part of what you're hearing.
Because he got hit up in the fifth, like singled to death, and then he came back out for the sixth. It was, hey, this is your mess.
And so we got Scoob today, and with Olsen on the IL, there's an opening tomorrow. And I'm curious, maybe chaos. They let him out there because tomorrow's going to just be a bullpen day and it's going to be pitching chaos. Because it seems what it's setting up for.
Yeah, the Olsen thing kind of snuck up on people. They announced it before the game yesterday, his right finger inflammation, 15-day DL. Is Job the number two right now?
In terms of production, yeah.
Yeah, well, just look around. Like, Mize, optimistic, could be back this weekend, but not back yet.
Mm-hmm.
Olsen, hurt. Flaherty has struggled.
Yeah.
Job's your number two right now. Yeah. I wouldn't have seen that come. If you told me Job
eight starts, eight wins.
If you would have said, hey, late May, Job's the number two, and this team is significantly above 500 and they're in first place, I go,
yeah, what? I kind of wake up. I don't know if it's necessarily hit me that this team is this good.
14 games over 500.
Yeah. And get the only team with above 30 wins, 30 or more wins in Major League Baseball. They have the best record, and it's on the heels, obviously, of a dud yesterday. But I think that's where you could give them the mulligan and say, okay, dud. They've had some duds.
You're gonna. I mean, what do we say? Like, the best baseball teams lose 70 games. I mean, 60 to 70 games. The best teams.
And so you go back to the Texas Rangers series. And that second game, what was 10-3, and it kind of felt like, I think the best way to put it is a dud like this one, where they just were never really in it. And then this one was, it was bad from the beginning. Just kind of never felt like they were in rhythm.
The Cardinals are kind of an interesting story too, right? They've won 13 of 15 now.
Yeah, they're on a heater.
And this was not expected. So I was in St. Louis earlier this year for the Frozen Four. And we did a game at Busch Stadium because it's one of the cool stadiums and you should see it while you're there. And the vibe around it was fans aren't really excited. And they're considered the, quote, best fans in baseball. But they were unhappy with the direction of the front office. They didn't think there was a real investment in winning. This was seen as one of those throwaways.
Sound familiar?
Right. Seen as kind of a throwaway season. And the game I went through, they got killed by the Phillies. And it was like, all right, this is going to be a long season for these fans. Well, they're 27 and 21. They're red hot right now. Sonny Gray, 10 strikeouts yesterday, living low in the zone, the swing and miss stuff that the Tiger bats had real trouble with him.
His ability to pinpoint spots in the zone, especially against certain hitters, it just was, I mean, he was as dialed in regards to location as you're going to see a pitcher, really.
Yeah. So, Scooble today, bounce back. That's kind of been the thing. This pitching staff doesn't go on prolonged losing stretches. And again, the report I saw from Chris McCoskey was Mize on track for Saturday against the Guardians. Get him back for this weekend series would be big.
All right.
This week, John, the NFL's going to vote on some rule proposals.
Yes, they are. And they've got the playoff proposal, and there's two of them out there, but it sounds now like it's leaked out that there's a second a modified proposal.
Yeah.
So the original proposal by the Lions was to reseed, change the seeding of the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, basically you get in if you win your division, but you're not guaranteed a home game.
Right, which I think is brilliant.
I like it.
It's the way it should be. You earn the right to be able to, if you're in a tough division, like the Vikings last year, right? They, you can say whatever you want about them, but they did what they had to do to get to 14 wins. And they should have been a higher seed.
They would have been a 3 if the Lions proposal had it goes through.
And if there's a tiebreaker, it goes to the division winner.
Which makes sense.
The people that say, well, it takes away from winning your division, or it makes division winners meaningless.
No.
That's a terrible take. Because if you win your division at 8-9, you still get a guaranteed spot.
You're getting rewarded
in the playoffs. You get rewarded for being the best of the worst division.
And we've seen it where you get a team like an 8-9, 9-8. Seattle Seahawks a few years had that situation happen. You're given a playoff spot that your record says you don't deserve. So the division still carries some weight. But what we're not going to do is place you above teams that, through the same schedule,
did the worst
schedule, actually won more games. But that's not what they're going to vote on later this week. They've amended the Lions proposal. And John, if you want to detail that for people.
Yeah. So the amended proposal is one where first round would be as is, not going to change from what it was last year to what it is now in the first round. The second round is where things would get reseeded, and that would be by record. So, for example, last year, I'm trying to pull it up so I make sure I don't make a mistake. The NFC playoff seeding would look like, obviously, Lions, Eagles, Bucks, Rams, Vikings, Commanders, Packers. And if you were to reseed it in the second round, the Lions would have end up playing the Rams. Because they would have had of the four teams left, they would have had the worst record remaining, which means the Commanders and Eagles would have played.
How do you feel about the amended proposal?
I think it's a step in the right direction, and this might be the NFL's way of, it's like the college football playoffs, right? It's four teams, and it jumps to 12, and then it's going to go to 16. I think this is one where, because Goodell has said he likes the Lions proposal. If Goodell likes it, he's eventually going to push it through. But this may be the way to ease into the ultimate goal of reseeding the first round. You reseed the second round, and it lasts for, I don't know, 3-4 years until there is, I don't want to say a controversy, but there's a team that just has a great season, much like the Vikings did last year, and they lose out to the Lions. And now all of a sudden, everybody's going to say, well, this isn't right. And it's a way to ease into it. So I think this will end up passing this week. The tush push is also on the docket.
I was going to bring that up too. And we could spend a few minutes on it coming up next. But yeah, there's two rule proposals that the NFL is going to vote on, the owners will vote on later this week. The first is this seeding question in the playoffs. And the second, well, it's the tush push, John. And people are speaking out against that. We'll mix that in next. It's 97.1. Guys, if you're ready for a straighter smile without the metal braces, if you've been thinking about Invisalign, now's the perfect time to make your move with Brightside Dental. Invisible, comfortable, and now more affordable than ever. Free Invisalign consultation. There's no pressure, there's just answers. And if it's right for you, they've got flexible payment plans to make it easy to fit any budget. Start your Invisalign journey for as low as $59 a month. Straight teeth, straightforward pricing. That's something to smile about. Mention Jim Costa in the morning show. Lock in that price. Call 1-800-PAINLESS. Go to brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The genuine shock from Dickerson. Same with Benetti if you were watching that live. Tigers lost 11-4 to the Cardinals last night. Back at it tonight with Scooble on the mound. One good thing did come of the Tigers-Cardinals last night. We saw two of the most iconic logos in all of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have some fun with that a little later. 6:35, we're going to do a Major League Baseball logo draft. And John, you drew the number one pick.
Yes!
We'll get to that. You got...
time to get a lotto ticket today.
We got rule proposals in the NFL. You mentioned that the Lions proposal has been amended. The Packer proposal has been amended as well. We're talking about the tush push there, John. Do you think either of these pass at the end of the week? Or just refresh people, what needs to happen?
So basically three quarters of the owners, 24 to 32, have to vote yes for any rule changes such as this. And I do think that the playoff reseeding in the second round, the modified proposal, I think that's going to pass. The tush push.
I don't think it will.
I don't think it will either. And I think there are at least nine teams, owners, that believe that this is just something that, even though it's one team that does this, they just do it better than anybody else. I don't know how you penalize a team for just being good at something. And I know there's injury concerns, but Jalen Hurts
is not hurt. I was going to say, I mean, there's no data that I've seen to support that this is a high injury play
that needs
to be banned.
And that's why when some of these coaches are talking about, oh, well, it's an injury concern and blah, 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 they just don't have a quarterback that they want to do it with can do it.
But how about this? Dan Campbell doesn't have a quarterback that can do it. And right. Campbell's philosophy is we're not banning this play. He is not in favor of banning the tush push. He's a competitor, says we got to put in stuff to stop it. And I think you can respect what a great offensive line and a tough football play that's been for Philly. If everybody could do it, they all would. They currently aren't all doing it, which to me speaks to a skill It's a skill. You're not going to outlaw a skill because someone's really good at it. 6'5 receivers, you're not allowed to throw fade routes to them anymore. It's not fair to the smaller DBs.
Right.
Like, it's a skill issue is what it is.
It is. And, I mean, the game changer would be if Jalen Hurts ever said the words, "It hurts." Which, I mean, okay. I think we all look at it and go, something in that place got to hurt. But you could look at every NFL play and go, something in that play has got to hurt.
Yeah. It's got to be significantly more of a risk. And and so I don't believe the tush push will be banned. You don't believe it will be banned.
No, nor do I think it should.
No, I don't think it should either. And we'll get potentially a shift in the playoff seating. Would that go into effect this season if it passes?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, so it will be interesting as they ease their way into the ultimate destination of reseeding in the first round.
Like, who would be mad at the current proposal? Like, who would be against, like, not a team specifically, but what type of, like, why would you be against it? You still get your home playoff game as a division winner, but then in the second round of the playoffs, you are strictly going to be ranked on merit.
Right. Well, and so that's why I believe this modified proposal will pass. I think we'll eventually get to where, the division winner, you get into the playoffs, but it comes down to record as to where you're seated. It's going to be something that some of the owners need to warm up to. They need to see this more gentle version before they go all full scale in reseeding the entire NFL playoffs.
Tuesdays mean two grand slam. We're about an hour away, 7:25. Your chance to win $2,000 this morning. End of the hour. The Lions were represented in the best 25 under 25 in the NFL, but there was one name missing.
Seriously left off.
Get to that at 6:50. Logo drafts as well, but first, Heather with the news.
Well, a Troy man was busted for drunk driving after his son called police to report him. Oh. So according to police, his son picked up the phone, gave him a call and said, "My dad just left the house intoxicated." So they were able to find the dad, pulled him over. He blew a .28, was arrested and charged with, obviously, operating a vehicle while intoxicated.
What an idiot. It's lucky he didn't kill somebody.
Well, his son probably said, you know what, I fear for my dad's life as long as anyone else's.
Yeah.
Exactly. The click it or ticket enforcement went into effect on Monday.
Ooh, point of emphasis.
Yeah, so that means police across the state are on the lookout for drivers and passengers who are not wearing their seatbelts. So the campaign is going to run through June 1st. And according to some data, there were 223 people killed while not wearing a seatbelt in 2023. So it's very, very important. They say this is really simple. It's about saving lives. That's what we're doing. We're not here to go and try to give everyone a ticket. We want to make sure everyone is being safe as possible. And they say, police say, wearing a seatbelt is the single most effective way to protect yourself on the road. And your seatbelt is not just the safe thing to do. It is the law.
So I understand it, it is both front seats, no matter who's in the front seats, and then anyone under the age of 16, no matter where they are sitting.
Got it. That's correct.
So if I'm in the back seat, I can take my risk.
You can.
You as a large adult man can,
Yes. Your children cannot.
Right.
If you're headed to the UP Memorial Day weekend, your trip could take a little bit longer. So be prepared. The Mackinac Bridge is being repaved and rainy weather kind of put a damper on that. Things had to be pushed back a little bit. So the work has been delayed. According to a bridge authority, the work is about halfway done, which means there will be some lane closures in place over the holiday weekend. They do anticipate, though, that things are still going to flow smoothly. Last year, in 2024, there were some lane closures as well. And they said traffic still flowed well, but could just take a little bit longer. So be ready for that.
Yep.
Meijer just announced that they're lowering prices on dozens of grocery essentials for the summer. Oh. All the discounts are on Meijer-branded products only. But things you would need for the summer. So already went into effect May 11th. We'll run through July 19th. But things like freezer pops, graham crackers, chocolate bars, marshmallows to make those s'mores, right? Hot dogs, hamburger buns.
There you go.
Yeah, you can take that camping with you.
There you go.
Yeah, bottled water, lemonade. and then canned baked beans, things like that. Cool. So,
oh yeah, you could take a can of baked beans, there put that go. On the open flame.
I'm gonna have a fire. I know I missed the whole conversation,
but Friday, yes, they'll have like a fire for us. Yeah,
yes, they will have a fire
for
him.
Us. So yeah. You don't have to build one.
We don't have to. You can. They'll provide firewood and fire starter if you want to do it yourself as well.
Yes.
But do you have a restroom?
Oh yeah, it's kind of fancy. I was looking at one of the photos over the weekend.
It's a shared space.
Oh, the bathroom shared.
It's communal, yeah.
Communal, which is common.
At a campground, yeah.
But this one's a little fancy. Yes. I did see photos of where you're headed. I mean, it looks very nice. It's definitely.
Yeah, there's a guy in there that says, "Would you like some hand sanitizer?"
Oh, there's a butler in the bathroom?
You would think if you saw
the
pictures.
No, there's not. But people text in, where's the pool? Yes. You know, it's
would you like any Grey Poupon?
Yeah,
like,
do you need a hand?
Your hot dog? Like, what is this?
It's, when you go into the bathroom, too, it's got the upside down pineapple. So.
I see. That's why. Mm-hmm. A California family is suing a funeral home after they say they put the wrong man in their uncle's casket.
Oh.
Yeah, so this family says that they were traumatized when they arrived to say goodbye to their uncle, Otis.
Uncle Otis?
Yes.
That's a great uncle name.
It is. But they were greeted with another man wearing his clothes. Ooh. And the family claims when they went to an employee to like, hey, this is not Otis.
This is not Big O.
The employee basically tried to convince them that they were the ones that were wrong.
What?
Like, no, this is Otis. Like, you must be mistaken. So they had to show photos of him when he was alive. Anyway, it did get sorted out. They said they had to wait 3 hours before they could then say their goodbyes. The funeral home now, even though it seems that they realized they made a mistake, is saying, no, we're denying the allegations. But the family says, no, we suffered, mental suffering, anguish, grief, anxiety, humiliation, and emotional distress. So.
I can't imagine the employee saying, no. I've never met your uncle before. In fact, I just met him.
This is him, guys.
Yeah, this is him. Yeah.
So we all know that sleep is very important, and most people need a good night's rest to be, fully functional the next day. But for a few rare individuals, 3 or 4 hours of sleep is just fine. John, maybe this is you.
Genetic superiority?
Yes. I don't know if I'd say that, but.
Or defect, whatever.
Yeah. Researchers have found that a rare genetic condition, could be you, may allow some people to thrive on as little as 3 hours of sleep. So they say most people should get 7 to 9 hours of sleep to be like their best selves.
My goal is 6 hours a night, which rarely happens.
It does rarely happen.
I usually feel great coming off of 4 or 5. So
lucky you.
I don't know. Is there a way to test for the gene?
I'm sure there is because they
provide your genetic information, John.
Not to you.
Okay.
They've been testing rats or mice to figure this out.
What are you saying?
I'm sure they could test it on you.
I'm sure they could do it.
It's possible.
I guess I'd rather be a rat than a mouse. They're just bigger.
A little bit. They're both
John,
gross.
It's okay. I will back you up. I will say that the guy who played in the NFL was genetically superior to the other 4 people.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Physically, but mentally, probably have more defects than I'd like to actually know if this genetic test was done.
It's Heather with the news and John with some knowledge about himself.
Yes.
All right. End of the hour. Lions have a bunch of guys represented on the top 25 under 25, but there's one guy missing. We'll get to that. Coming up next, Major League Baseball logo draft. Tigers and Cardinals, two of the top. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather, and in honor of Military Appreciation Month, Verizon thought of a lot of different ways they could show their appreciation, like rolling out the red carpet, giving you your own personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. At Verizon, they're doing all that in the form of special military offers. That's why this month only, they're giving military and veteran families a $200 Verizon gift card and a phone on them with a select trade-in and a new line on select unlimited plans. Think of it as their way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what I call a celebration, because Verizon is proud to serve you. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit to learn more. $200 Verizon gift card requires smartphone purchase, $799.99 or more with a new line on eligible plan. Gift card sent within 8 weeks after receipt of claim. Phone offer requires $799.99 purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or postpaid unlimited plus. Minimum plan $80 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months. Less $800 trade-in promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in must be from Apple, Google, or Samsung. Trade-in and additional terms apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
All right, Tigers lost last night to the Cardinals. In that game, were featured two of the best logos in all of Major League Baseball, and it got us thinking, what are those best logos? We're going to do it as we do with a draft. Order selected before the show, John Jansen with the number one pick. We'll go four rounds, snake style, and John, you're on the clock.
Yeah, this one's an easy pick for me. It's tough because I don't get to pick my second one, obviously, until it snakes all the way back. But then I get to go back to back. But right now, I am a call me a homer, call it fake radio, whatever you want to call it.
You can't take the Michigan baseball logo.
The old English D, to me, I don't know if it's just sentiment. I don't know what it is, but that old English D is so iconic. And it just, everybody, when you see it, it's one of those where you see it and everyone knows it's Detroit. There are other teams that either their mascot starts with a D or their city starts with a D and they try and copy it. But obviously with copyright laws, they can't get close or the, you know, and, yeah, yeah. And I just think that as soon as you see it, you know that's the Detroit Tigers. And I absolutely love it. And
there's only one D.
Yes, there is. There's only, you should only have one. Yeah. But there have been some different iterations of it.
Do you like the thicker or thinner one? Because they did. They did like a more block, right. Bold D. And
yeah,
then they
no,
have the thin D.
I guess I would be more along the thin side.
Okay, John.
Of the D.
Quick, but quick note.
The one with the tiger in it, which we discussed this morning.
That was my growing up tiger logo.
No, don't mess with the D.
So the rule for this draft is no one can take a different version of the tiger logo. Yep. John has claimed the Tigers, and specifically, he wants the D. Greg, you are second.
Look, I'm okay that John took the Tigers logo. It's very typical of him, but Homer. He took a bland logo.
A bland?
Man, the better logo is the 84 coked out tiger.
No, come
with
on.
With the blue ring around it?
No.
It says Detroit Tigers? All right, either way, I will take the Baltimore Orioles, the current hat logo, cartoon birds, baby. Give me the O's.
Mm-hmm. It's a good and solid one, yeah.
I like it. My pick now at three. I'm going to go with the iconic Red Sox socks for the logo.
Okay.
Instantly know what it is. It's iconic. I don't want the B. Give me the socks.
No, that's a good pick, and that's what I would have went with the Red Sox, not the B or anything else. People forget about the two socks together. Very good pick. I love this. My number one pick is available. It's the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, you dog.
The ball and glove. M&B. It is a classic, especially the 78 to 93 version.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going with.
That's one where I didn't realize, as a kid growing up, right, you just see the baseball glove.
Mm-hmm.
Until somebody explained to me the M is the fingers, the B is, and then the ball in the middle. It is iconic. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it was in my 20s before I figured that out.
Yeah.
Things you're like ashamed to be late to the party on. Tom, you got back to back.
Wow, this. I don't know what to do here. I'm fighting classic versus something cool and creative that I just absolutely love. So I got to think what's going to be available later, and I think strategy. The cooler, creative ones will be available later. Wow, I could go with something here that I don't know if you guys will do it or not.
He's deliberating in the war room right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, I am going to go with the Cardinals. I'm going to go with the classic here. The bird on the bat and the interlocking STL. Both are outstanding logos.
Which one are you taking? The interlocking letters or the bird?
I am going to go with the bird on the bat.
That's the right call.
It's like a 51-49 for me, though.
That was my number one on my board. It's gone. My number two left, the interlocking New York Yankee logo. Iconic, classic, ball caps everywhere. Give me the Yankee logo.
More birds! Blue Jays!
Yes.
Yeah. Which one, though?
Oh, the one that they currently have.
Yes.
It's the similar one
with
to
the Canadian flag.
Yeah, with the maple leaf in it. The one that's similar to the early 90s. Not the roided out bird of the Roger Clemens era. Not the.
Those are scary.
Yeah. Not the black and gray Jays logo. No. The classic Blue Jay facing right to left with the maple leaf right behind it.
Okay.
So John, it's
all the way back to me now. So I'm gonna go north of the border. And no, it's not the. I'm going the Montreal Expos.
That was my other pick.
Yes, I love the old
Expos.
You're
going with the Nationals, technically.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes,
but he's taking the Expos.
You
got to
take a current franchise, but because of their history, you get that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think we could we probably squeeze in a technicality where you could take a Nationals because it's much as it is the same franchise. It's a completely different logo. It's a different city.
Let's call it what it is. No one's taking the Walgreens logo, which is with the Nationals.
Right. Yeah. Well, the current one. Yes.
Washington Walgreens. Yeah.
So I went Montreal Expos, and I'm going to go for my second one, my third one actually. My second pick right now is the alternate. New York Mets.
Yes, very
95
good.
95 to 98 with the big baseball head, it running.
The bridge.
Glove. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not the bridge. It's. I don't know if it'll actually show it, but it's their alternate one that they used from, was it 95 to 98? It just, to me, it's creative. It's cool. I think it's a lot of fun. So I'm going to go with the Mets.
Greg,
All right, so I am going to invoke...
Another bird?
No, not another bird. Kind of running out. The coolest baseball player of my youth growing up was Ken Griffey Jr. So let's go with Young Jr.'s uniform with the Mariners. We're going to go with the Mariners, but it's the baseball that's simply the blue M's logo.
Yes, love it. That's a great one.
Yeah, it's another thing that I like, the birds, and I also like... If your logo has baseball seams in it,
yeah,
that's a good element of a great baseball logo.
Yep.
My next pick, all right, I'm going to go with the Phillies and the Liberty Bell. I like when it invokes something about the city. It's iconic. It works. Give me the Phillies with the Liberty Bell.
Okay.
I like that one. That was on my list. Greg took the first one that was not on my list. I made a list of 15 because I had the last pick, so I knew I only needed 13 or whatever. I love what's available here, and I get to be very creative now. And you think this might not be creative at first. I'm going with the Reds. And obviously, they got the classic C, but that's not the logo I'm going with. I'm going with the C that says Cincinnati Reds around it with the baseball player running through it.
Yep. No, I know which one you're talking about. It's super cool.
And then finally, I'm torn here between...
You're not going to take the mustache baseball?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the Royals is a classic, and they got a couple classics.
Yeah.
But I'm not going classic here. I'm going to go with a great history of logos here. It's going to be great artwork when we put this up on Twitter. I'm going with the Indians, specifically
Chief Wahoo. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Tom's offensive. All right.
Racist pick.
I'm from Tecumseh.
He's canceled.
Yeah.
We're looking for a new producer in the next hour. All right. I got my last pick. I'm going to go with the Cubs with the bear in it. Cubs logo with the bear in the inside the C. That's my final pick.
Greg? Okay, so another thing that I like about logos. I love a good state outline logo. Mm. And so one we have here is, this is maybe even be a little bit pre, but it's right around Nolan Ryan era Texas Rangers. It's the blue Texas state of outline, red script Rangers through it with the baseball.
Okay.
Rangers.
Uh-huh. Rangers.
So I'm looking at their logos. This is the one where the state is blue and the... Yeah, I don't think that's very good.
Yeah, Greg. The only time we'll see Texas be blue.
All right. Last pick then is John.
So I started with the classic script D. Now I'm going to go way, I'm going to pull a Stoney on this one. I'm going to go way, way back. Now, this is well before my time, but I've always wanted a hat with the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Oh.
The B. And I just think it's simple. I'm not a very complicated individual. And I just think it's classic. Again, always wanted one of those. I love the Dodger blue. They haven't
B's
changed much there. Yeah. Yeah, so it's Brooklyn Dodgers, and this is from 32 to 36.
So I think
good luck finding the artwork on that one.
Really making
it on the internet.
Got to get it faxed over. Bold that you went Dodgers, but not the LA.
Yes,
because I think that would be what most people would think is that LA
right,
blue
yes,
and
yeah.
white.
They're very classic too, but
I think there's
best that weren't drafted. What do you got?
I think the White Sox one, either you choose the old blue one with the batter above it,
yeah.
plus you get the shorts along with those. And then either that or just a classic White Sox, S-O-X
yeah.
on black. I mean,
that written down. I like the Royals with the crown.
Yep.
Rockies with the mountains, underrated. I wouldn't have picked it, but I think it should be in the conversation.
Two more, the Padres, the swinging friar.
Yes.
I would have drafted that if the draft fell a certain way. And then also the Twins. The 76-86, the state of Minnesota with the two guys shaking hands, and it says Win Twins above it. It is outstanding. It's so cheesy. It's so good.
I personally like the M underlined for the Twins.
Yeah.
Kirby Puckett Hera Ats.
I think the one that that I like the most that wasn't drafted, because I do like the San Francisco one. I was going to close to that. This one could be a little controversial because you either love it or hate it. But the Houston Astros with the Astrodome the balls looking like a, you know, they're kind of, you know,
balls.
Circling it. Yeah, balls. Yes.
So. By the way, Greg geeked out on this, which is why we had him in. But Heather, was there a logo that you like the most?
No, I actually created a list and they all went. You guys picked most of that. You picked them all that I had on my top 10. So those are gone.
What's your favorite? What's number one?
Detroit.
Okay.
Then what's two?
I like the Birds, but I also like the Brewers. So when you picked that, I was really happy about that. But I like the Orioles and the Blue Jays, so I liked the Birds.
Greg's Bird Draft.
Cardinals are in there, too. Yeah, yes. I like those as well.
I went down a rabbit hole on this one. Houston, the Colt 45s.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to take that, actually.
Oh, the gun in it, of course.
Oh, yeah. That looks so cool.
Hey, real quick, Greg or Jim, were you going to take the Expos?
No.
Dang it. I would have had the Brewers and Expos. That would have been outstanding.
I know. I was mad when you took the Brewers.
We'll get a graphic up on social media this morning, but that is our logo draft. It's 97-1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and strong relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go. And we talk about relationships. Their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work right for you. In fact, that's exactly what they've done for me and my family over the years, and why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Greg, I know you got to collect those logos, but once it's up on social media, pass it along. We'll let people look at what we drafted, the best logos in Major League Baseball history. Yeah, some throwbacks in the mix. Yesterday, Pro Football Focus put out their top 25 players under 25. And as you'd expect, the Lions were well represented on the list, John.
20%.
Yeah, five guys, and it sets up for a bright future for this team. I mean, the future is now, but it feels like you got a few cracks at this with these guys all still entering their prime.
Window still open?
The number one guy on the list for the second year in a row, Penei Sewell.
Mm-hmm.
The next Lion was Brian Branch at number 8. Jahmyr Gibbs at number 10.
Oh, so three in the top 10.
Three of the, top 10 players under 25. Sam Laporta checked in at 23 and Kirby Joseph at 25. Notice someone who wasn't there.
Jack Campbell.
Didn't qualify.
Right.
It's important to point
Aiden
out.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Also didn't qualify. He'll turn 25 before the season starts. Yep. Their cutoff was week one.
I say those just in case everybody's wondering.
And where's Aiden?
Yeah.
He's 24. Will be 25 in August.
J-Mo.
J-Mo is the name not on the list. He is under 25 when the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
So they put Laporta ahead of J-Mo. And I think that's where we have the conversation. Who's the better player? Who's more important? J-Mo's coming off the 1,000-yard season. Laporta had, because he had such a good rookie year and, quote, underwhelming sophomore season, it was still a productive sophomore season.
Yeah.
Would you put Laporta ahead of J-Mo?
I would, just because, and so here's the kind of the unique thing about both of these guys is in different ways, they help unlock more of the offense. And whether it's Laporta unlocking the middle of the offense and that mid-range passing, we've seen him go deep, all those different things. The stumble, the play that they had, obviously he was, it was a deep throw. And there's other times he's gone deep, but he really unlocks the middle of that defense for this offense. J-Mo, whether it's a reverse or just chuck it deep, he as well opens up more of the field for guys like Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta. So it's kind of hard to say having one without the other. And we saw with J-Mo getting more touches and more yards and more looks, it's kind of taken away a little bit from what Sam Laporta does. But without Sam Laporta, J-Mo's not as effective.
Yeah, I mean, there's an understanding here that the offense is diverse. It's dangerous. Yeah. It got better when J-Mo became a more established player. But I think at their bedrock foundation, Laporta is more valuable, more important. This team wants to convert third and shorts, red zone. Laporta, some of it's just the position he plays, the better blocker, but also the sure-handed guy in the red zone. when you got to have it on a third down, I'm looking Laporta's way if I'm Jared Goff more than I am, hey, can I throw it 45 yards on a rope? I think it's Laporta.
I think the bigger question is the other wide receivers that are on this list.
Do you have it in front of you? Yeah.
Well, yeah, because so Puka Nacua is number two. He's right behind Penei Sewell.
I think there's a pretty big gap between one and two.
Oh, there's a big gap between one and two. I mean, that's not the discussion.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Puka Nacua is, under the age of 25, is the best receiver.
Okay.
And getting back to Penei Sewell, it just shows you now, second year in a row, one, how dominant he is, but also how young he was when he was drafted. But then you start going down the list, and we talked about Puka Nacua. The next wide receiver is Drake London for Atlanta.
And I think he's very good. I think he's a big year.
I think he's very good.
I think he's better than J-Mo.
Okay. How about Malik Nabers?
Yeah, I think Malik Nabers better than J-Mo. How? Pause. Are you not?
Well, no, you could make that argument. And
with no QB seemingly in New York, Nabers burst onto the scene in a big way last season as a rookie.
How about Ladd McConkey? For the Chargers.
Yeah, I know you're talking. I'd pause there. Ladd was so productive as a rookie.
Brian Thomas Jr.
I think Brian Thomas Jr. is better than Ladd McConkey. Brian Thomas Jr. might be better than Malik Nabers.
Okay, so...
Or even Drake London. I'm really high on Brian Thomas Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Big frame, fast, goes up and gets it.
And so I think the argument is not necessarily is J-Mo better or more productive or more important than Sam Laporta. The question more is, I think he's better than Ladd McConkey. I actually think he's better than Brian Thomas Jr.
Really?
Yeah. And the reason that he's not getting as much love is because he's not wide receiver one. And that's simply because of the fact that Amon-Ra St. Brown was there first, established himself first.
So I get that argument that Ladd was a compiler, like someone had to catch passes for the Chargers last season. I could be sold.
Nobody else could catch for him.
I'd be sold that J-Mo is better than Ladd if you look at it that way. But I wouldn't put him. I mean, Brian Thomas Jr.
It's good.
That's the one I'd fight you on.
But so that's where I think J-Mo did deserve a spot on this list.
Okay.
And I'm curious as to, you know, how he wasn't on the list.
You can't say he's only had one good year because they have guys who only have played one NFL season.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question, too. So it's part two of this. Your guys' reaction to it. 5 under 25. For the Lions, J-Mo not included on the list. Laporta was included. 248-539-9797. We'll continue the conversation. You got the two grand slam coming up at 7:25. It's 97.1.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.